Thanks for calling Uniting.
If you're inquiring about new services Uniting can offer you, please press 1. If your call relates to an existing customer and a service Uniting already provides to them, please press 2. To hear these options, if you are after help with aged care in your home, please press 1. If you are after help with any other service, please press 2.
We'll be recording this conversation for quality assurance purposes. How we match your personal information can be found in our privacy policy at uniting.org/privacy.
Welcome to Uniting. This is Peyton. How may I help?
Hey there. I'm just calling on behalf of my family. We're just essentially looking to switch carers for my father-in-law.
Right, yes.
Yeah, so I'm not sure what the process looks like and, what's available and whatnot, but I thought I would just start with a phone call.
Certainly. Now, when you say carers, are you talking about home care services or aged care services for your father-in-law?
Home care, yeah. Home care.
Mm-hmm. And is your father-in-law home care services under the Commonwealth Home Support Program, or he has a home care package?
He has a home care package.
Yeah, okay. So the process is I'll just quickly get some details from you, and then I'll try and put you through to someone in our home care team, and they'll be able to assist you further. Would that be okay if I just quickly get some details? Okay, so can I start off with your first contact person and your best contact number? Thank you.
Yeah, my name's Zoe, Zoe.
Yes.
And Miller is my last name.
Okay. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yep. And then my phone number?
Yes, thank
is that
you.
You. Yep. 0404.
Yep.
555.
Mm-hmm.
724.
24. I'll just repeat that. The line's a bit fuzzy. So it's 0404 555 722.
Yeah.
Thank you for that, Zoe. And Zoe, how do you spell your surname? Because Miller can be spelled differently.
Ah, sure, yeah. It's M-I-L-L-E-R.
Yep. Thank you for that. Okay. And may I have your father-in-law's full name? Thank you.
Yeah, Jonathan Arntz, A-R-N-T-Z.
Okay. M-O-T-Z. Okay. And what is your father-in-law's home address?
Oh, yep. So his home address is going to be 11 Sampson.
Yeah.
Avenue, and that's in Belmont North.
Yep.
New South Wales.
Yep. Got it. Thank you for that. Okay. And what home care level package has your father-in-law got?
He has, level 2.
Okay, yep, thank you for that. Wonderful. Thank you for that. All right then, Zoe, bear with me one moment. I'm just going to quickly process your inquiry, and then I'll try and put you through to someone in our home care team. It shouldn't be too long. One moment.
Right. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, thank you so much for holding again, Zoe. Zoe, I'm pulling you through now to the home care team. One moment. Yeah,
Thank you. Hi, this is Paige with Uniting. How are you doing?
Hey, Paige. Yeah, I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. So I have a bit of understanding that Jonathan has a support home level 2 and he's wanting to switch providers.
Yeah, that's correct.
Now, what services does he currently get with his provider?
Yeah, so about once a week he has some housekeeping and some meal prep, that kind of thing.
Okay, so how long is his domestic assistance service, that's for cleaning?
Like how long do they clean the house for? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Yeah, I would say they're there about an hour, maybe an hour and a half max.
Okay, and meal prep, is that the support worker comes and cooks him a meal?
Yeah, so, yeah, she usually would come and, like, cook a meal and then sometimes make a little extra, so there was some in the freezer.
Okay. And that's weekly, did you say?
Yeah, once a week.
And is that typically for an hour or 2 hours?
Yeah, I would say she's usually, I think she's there, like, about 2 hours.
Perfect. So we definitely can accommodate those services. That's not a problem. Now, how long has Jonathan had his package for?
I think probably, I don't even know. I don't know much about it. Like, my family just kind of designated me to be the one to call. I think about at least a couple of years, I think, about 2 years.
So, is he a grandfathered client? Do you know what that means?
No.
Okay, so what that means is when the new reform came out in November, according to My Aged Care, they brought out what's called client contribution towards the services. Now, it doesn't affect grandfathered clients. So if he has had a package since before September 2024, he would be considered a grandfathered client. Okay. So he doesn't pay towards his services out of pocket?
No.
No. Okay. So is there a reason as to why you're wanting to switch or he's wanting to switch?
Yeah, so there were some appointments that were missed, but it wasn't really handled very well by the company. And sometimes the care was, like, a little bit, I don't know, just kind of crabby that day, you know, and, like, maybe a little stern with him because I feel like she was a little crabby. And so Dad just felt uncomfortable, and we just thought, well,
yeah,
there's got to be a better way, you know.
Yeah, of course. So our policy around service cancellation, so say if a support worker was meant to be coming and they've called in sick that day, we do inform you of that. And we also try to arrange someone to still complete the service. Now, the service time may change due to the fact that the support worker has called in sick, but we will always call to let you know.
Yeah, great.
And in regards to support workers, we typically will train about 2 or 3 different support workers to come to the house and do those services, just so that when in the event that someone does call in sick or is on leave, he's still comfortable with another person coming into the home, because we don't want, you know, for a domestic assistance service to be an hour and a half, and him having a new support worker could take him 20 minutes to explain what he wants under that service. And, yeah, we like to try and keep it consistent for our clients just so they don't have to, you know, waste time explaining what needs to be completed.
Yeah.
Now, does the provider know that you're wanting to switch?
I don't believe so, no. I mean, as far as, I haven't mentioned anything, and I don't think Dad has said anything. I don't think that they know.
Okay. Okay, and do you know what the procedure is about switching, or would you like to explain?
No, I don't really know.
Okay, yeah, that's okay. So when you're switching providers, there is typically an exit date for the current provider. So that, depending the provider, it can be between 2 weeks to a month. So what that exit date means is that Jonathan will still stay with that company until that date, and then the day after that date, he will come to the provider of his choosing. Now, with that, we also need either yourself or Jonathan to call My Aged Care to get his referral code reactivated so that we can, so that the new provider can pick up the funding from My Aged Care. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I can see that.
Yeah. Now, would you like me to email you some information about uniting?
Sure, yeah, that would be okay.
Yeah, or do you have any questions for me?
No, I think I appreciate all the information that you've given. It's been super helpful. And actually, I think I'll probably just leave it at that, because I can just go on your website and find out more about uniting, hey? And then that way, as we're kind of like figuring out, you know, who we're going to be switching to and stuff, I can talk it over with John and, the family and see what suits. That feels good.
Yeah, of course. So would you like me to email you information, or you're happy to browse the website?
Nah, I'll just browse the website. That's all good.
That's not a problem. Now, would you like me to give you a follow-up call, maybe in a week's time, to see how you're traveling with it?
No, that's all right. I appreciate it, but I do have a toddler, and so, like, my time is, like, okay. Like, right now, my partner's out with her, and I oftentimes have her, and I never answer my phone. So I'll give you a call back. I'll take this info and, you know, sort it out with the family. Really appreciate this, everyone that I've spoke to has just been really kind and clear. So, appreciate you.
That's not a problem. Not a problem at all. Give me a call if you've got any further questions. I'm happy to help.
Awesome. Thank you so much. Have a great day.
No problem at all. You have a good day.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye.